Hell Yes Life, episode 32. Welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast, the show that helps you come alive so you can live a hell yes life. I'm your host, Norman Bell. Hey there, Hell Yes Lifers. Welcome to another episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. I am your host, Norman Bell, and I am excited to be here. I hope you are too. This is the place to hear inspiring stories and actionable tips from our amazing guests that will motivate you to live your Hell Yes Life. The Hell Yes Life podcast releases new episodes every Tuesday and sporadically on Thursdays and Fridays. Now, Hell Yes Lifers, I have a couple of special announcements to start things off with. The first is this. I want to hear from you, Hell Yes Lifers, and I've created a survey that takes about 5 minutes to complete and asks you some questions about the challenges you're facing, what topics you're most interested in, and more. Anyone who completes the survey will be entered into a special contest where 3 winners will be picked to receive 1 month of free coaching from yours truly, Hell Yes Life podcast host Norman Bell. To take the survey and be entered into the contest, please visit hellyeslife.com/survey. That's /survey, S-U-R-V-E-Y. Also, one of the services I'm excited about looking into offering is a mastermind group. Now, if you don't know what a mastermind group is, it's an idea that was popularized by author Napoleon Hill, who wrote the motivational classic Think and Grow Rich. And he defines it as a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose. Now, mastermind groups, my perception is they've become more popular in recent years. I know Pat Flynn of the Smart Passive Income podcast says, you know, you need a mastermind group to succeed. So I'm wanting to try this out as a potential offering. So I've got kind of a beta version of a mastermind going here, and I'm looking for 3 awesome Hell Yes Lifers who want to form a free online mastermind group for 3 months, likely starting in September. Now, in the group, we will be looking to identify our hell yeses, clarify our cringeworthy visions, set up our hell yes days for maximum productivity, and take massive action towards living our hell yes lives and developing our hell yes businesses. If you're interested in participating, please visit hellyeslife.com/mastermind, and you'll be asked to answer a few questions about why you think you're a good candidate for the group. All right, let's get into today's episode. Today, my guest is Millie Leung. Millie is an entrepreneur, author, and international speaker. She's also a wife and mother of 2 young girls. She runs a successful business from her mobile phone and laptop and has been on over 50 family vacations in the last 5 years. Her passions include entrepreneurship, financial education, and personal growth. Her book, Mind and Money Makeover, launched in July of 2016 on Amazon.com and has achieved bestseller status in 3 categories. On the show, we talk about how Millie started out following the traditional path to success, how and when she decided the traditional path wasn't for her, how she went about immersing herself in the world of entrepreneurship, how she manages to travel the world with her family, and much more. Millie has a lot of valuable tips and stories to share with you today, so let's dive in. Millie Leung, welcome to the Hell Yes Life podcast. Are you ready to tell us about your Hell Yes Life?
Yes, hell yes. Let's go.
Let's do this, Millie. All right. Great. Well, I always like to start off by asking our guests, what is your Hell Yes? So by that, I mean, what is your passion, the thing that really lights you up and makes you come alive?
Yes, I love to help people to really live a fulfilling life, have freedom, have fun, and have fulfillment.
Okay, you want to help people live a fulfilling life. How do you help people live a fulfilling life? Let's learn a little bit about you.
Yeah, sounds good. So I help people by, you know, traveling more, seeing the world more, creating amazing memories with the loved ones, and also help people who wants to create a financial plan B. So one of the things that I do is I help people to start up the business and create a business online that they truly love and fit into their lifestyle.
Great. And now you have an online business yourself. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Why don't you tell us I think one of the reasons you kind of stood out among the people who were interested in being on the show is you really told your story well via email, and I looked on your website. Why don't you tell your story to our listeners?
Sounds good. I'd love to. So I lived pretty much a very conventional life in many sense when I was growing up. You know, I don't know if you heard about this, but go to school, get good grades, get a good job, and then climb the corporate ladder, save your money, invest in diversified mutual funds, and then you can hopefully retire by the age of 60 to 65.
Boy, yeah, that sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, isn't it? It's funny that I think, you know, as I go around, speak to people around the world now, it seems to be the commonality between no matter what culture and what skin color people are. So I think we have all similar parents, don't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I definitely subscribe to that formula. I call it the traditional path of success. So as I was growing up, I went to school, studied really hard, got good grades, top of the class, went to university, got scholarship and all that, and graduated from my bachelor and master degree, and then landed in a pretty good job in a multinational corporation. So I worked pretty hard. The first 3 years in my corporate job, it was Monday to Friday, 8:30 in the morning to 10:30 at night. Wow. And half day on Saturdays. So it's pretty brutal working hours in Asia. And I was working and working and just kind of feel like I was a machine. You know, that feeling when you just keep working, you don't really socialize, you don't have any time, you're exhausted. And that was kind of the life for the first 3 years in my corporate world. And of course, I always believe that hard work pays off. So at the end of the 3 years, I got promoted to one of the senior positions in a 55,000 employee company, and I got paid pretty well. But what I also found was that as I continued to climb the corporate ladder, I was looking at the seniors above me. They didn't exactly have a hell yes life. They were pretty much having a hell life, working longer hours and more stressed out and on business trip all the time. And, you know, business trips are different from vacations. Mm. Business trip, you typically just go from your airport to your meetings, back to the airport and on a plane. Mm-hmm. So I lived that life. I was in that same corporate job, climbing the corporate ladder, but in that company for almost 8 years. I was doing well, got paid well, but just kind of lost where I was going. I was starting to wonder why I'm even doing this. Like, why? What is my passion? What is it that I really want to do? Like, is that it? Because I was looking into that and thinking, oh my God, like, can I really live the same life for the next 30 years to what they call the retirement age? So it might sound unusual, but at the age of 20 something, I was thinking how I could actually just maybe become financially free and retire and live a more fulfilling, a more meaningful and exciting life. So that was kind of where I started off. And things really took a turn as it's a wake-up call. I don't know if you remember, but back in the 2009, 2010, 2011, the economy really took a big turn. I was at the time working in the U.S. in Seattle because the company that I worked in Asia, they sent me over to live in U.S. Seattle. And I was working there, heading up their branch and taking care of our clients. And the economy turned. And within just a few months, you know, real estate prices came crashing down. The stock market came crashing down back in that economic crisis. And because I was so engaged in my work, I was working all the time, overtime, easily 12 hours a day, working on the weekend, traveling on the road. I didn't even realize what happened until a couple months down the road, I looked into my assets. My real estate prices, the real estate that I bought just a couple months ago, 6 months ago, dropped a lot. I was underwater, meaning that my mortgage was the amount of money that I own on my house was more than the house is worth at that time. Mm-hmm. I was completely shocked. And I have been very, very carefully listening to, you know, the conventional wisdom of investing into mutual funds, make sure you are diversified. I was doing all that. And when I, you know, woke up and finally realized what happened to the economy, I found out that I lost a lot of money. I had a lot of hard-earned money. Looking back, doing the calculations, I literally worked for free for many years. So that was a huge wake-up call for me. It's like one of the lessons that I learned in a hard way was it really doesn't matter how much money you earn, but it's more important how much money that works for you. So it's one of the things that, you know, then I realized a lot of things that I consider myself quite successful prior to that because I was successful in school. I was doing well in my corporate life. But then I realized that there are a lot of things that I didn't know about. There definitely we were not taught to learn about our finances when we were in school. And I was never, you know, because I was in engineering, I did my bachelor and master degree in engineering. Then I went right to work in corporate world. I actually have realized that there are so many things I didn't know about. So at that point, I told myself that I need to be really coachable. I need to be more open to new ideas. I need to learn from people who has made it, people who are successful, like successful business owners, a successful entrepreneur, people who are have what I want, a life of freedom and fulfillment. I want to learn from them exactly how they got there. So I become really, really coachable, and I want to just learn from these people. So what happened was, I always say life happens in an interesting way. In 2011, just when the economy was so bad, my husband saw an opportunity all the way, because we were in the U.S., we got married, we got a child together. Our older child at the time was 1 year old. He saw an opportunity to locate to Asia. He's in the, he was working as an architect. So, and he was very determined to just try it out in Asia because it was an area that was, although the U.S. economy wasn't doing so well, at the time, the Asian economy was still doing quite well. So he made a decision that he wants to just pursue that. And I decided to support his decision. So within a few weeks, he took two luggages and he moved across the globe from the U.S. to a new country that we never lived in. We have no friends there. It's a country called Singapore. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who may not know, Singapore is actually a really lovely place in Asia. It's a country. It's a small country, but it's one of the countries that is developed and have a lot of expat. A lot of people move there for opportunity. So it's a, we find he moved there and I was a little worry because we have a small child. We didn't know anybody, but to support his dream, I decided to just move there and at the same time start something new. So I already quit my job when I had my first child because I want more freedom. I want to look after our child together. So I followed him a few months down the road and just with two luggages and my baby girl, I also moved to Singapore. Now, like I said, dots always only connect when you look backwards. So my advice is always have faith moving forward. For us, it turns out that moving to Singapore was one of the best decisions ever. 2 weeks after I landed in the new country, I met a group of people who are entrepreneurs who just very like-minded and was able to learn from them. And I just, that was at that point, I was so enlightened to start out with my own business. Because prior to that, I was an employee all my life, and then I became a stay-at-home mom. But it was until I met this group of people, I decided, oh, wow, I can, maybe it's a possibility that I could also start my own business. So I decided to just venture out and dive right into it. So I started my own business online. And of course, I made a lot of mistakes because not knowing what to expect. Try out different things, but I was always coachable. I was always learning. In fact, I do believe personal development, personal growth is one of the key to become successful and being coachable and humbled to learn from people who has what you want to have in the future. So I was really engaged. I want to meet every person who are successful, are financially free. So I ended up going to networking events and meeting people and buying them lunch and say, could I please buy you lunch or breakfast so I can, you know, learn from you. And I went to different seminars. I read books. I listened to audio and video training. I read so many books. In the last 5.5 years, I read more than 350 books in different aspects of business and investment and, you know, personal development and communication and leadership. So along the way, I was building my business and learning how things work. And I guess fortunately enough, hard work pays off. In about 26 months, my business grew to a state that it becomes autopilot. It becomes international online. And the income that brought in on the autopilot exceeded all our expenses together. So we became financially free. And because it's online, I also have the freedom to travel around the world. In fact, in the last 5.5 years, I took my children. Now I have two children because in between I was building a business. We also have a second child. I have two daughters now. They're 4-year-old and 6-year-old. So it's just a blast. I've been able to take my two amazing little girl and my husband travel all around the world. We've been to more than 50 vacations in the last 5.5 years. And I was able to help my husband quit his job 1.5 years ago as an architect. So he's now able to pursue his childhood dreams of doing music and just doing really creative things. And he's loving it. So we're just so blessed. And we're able also to give back more to the community. We're able to donate to schools in the last 2 years in Guatemala, a place that is developing. And there are a lot of poor children. So, and I'm also able to share my story and my lessons, what I've learned in the last 5.5 years around the globe. So I've been very fortunate to be invited to speak to many different countries, to audiences around the world to share my knowledge. So I just can't even believe it. A decision that I made 5.5 years ago led to this, you know, hell yes life. It's amazing. It's incredible. I feel so grateful.
Well, hell yes, Millie. Awesome story. And, you know, it must be inspiring to, well, it's inspiring to me and to a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, to hear that journey that you took. Now, I want to back up a little bit and visit a few stops along the way there. Let's go back to that one. And again, for the benefit of our listeners who I know a few years ago, I started listening to podcasts when I was, commuting to and from a 9-to-5, and I still have a 9-to-5. I'm developing my thing on the side. So this is for my benefit as well. But what was it that made, can you think of a day or a moment when you started to think, God, there's got to be a better way than this, that really started to, because, you know, some people go their whole lives, they get all the way to that 65, and they, you know, get their, whatever their retirement benefits, or they don't, and they never think about freedom. You know, they think this is all there is. So what was that kernel that made you think, wait a second, there's got to be something else?
Yes. Okay. So that was the moment, the day I can still remember. It was year 2011, August 21st. So that was the day that I would, if I have to say it, it was the day that I was so enlightened and was so determined to make a change. So what happened was that on that day was I just moved to Singapore. I was brand new in Singapore, about 2 weeks, almost 2 weeks into Singapore. And I was in this new country, not knowing anybody. I have a new little baby girl. So I was just really figuring out where I was going to go. I was kind of lost, don't know what to do. And I was just online Googling. And I remember I saw this workshop that they held in Singapore. It was free. It was about, I don't know if you heard about it, but it was a cash flow 101 game. It was a game that was developed by the famous book Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. It's a cash flow game. It's a board game that teach people the concept of financial freedom. So according to the book, if you play this game, you will be in, you can learn some concepts about reaching financial freedom from that interactive game. So when I saw that, I was like, okay, I've heard about this game, never ever played it before. So I decided to register myself quickly for that seminar. So it was exactly on that Sunday, August 21st, 2011, that I went to that game. And that was where I sat and met a group of people who has, you know, a different vision as all my previous friends. So when I was playing that game, we only played for maybe 1.5 hours. But during that game, for the very first time in my life, I actually caught myself in the rat race. Because what the game was, you were in the rat race at the beginning of the game. And your whole point was trying to create enough residual passive income so that you can get to the fast track where the rich people and the people who are financially free get to. So I don't want to go too much into that. But basically, for the very first time when I was playing the game, I didn't win the game. I was still stuck in the rat race. But for the very first time, I realized exactly what I was doing all this past year in the corporate life. I was as well as I thought I was doing financially, because I was making a great income. I five-figure USD income each month. I was stuck in a rat race. For the very first time, it was so clear to me. So it was that point that I decided to make a decision. I decided to just really dive into it and learn how I can get to become financially free. I want to get to what is it that can help me to get to the other side of, you know, it's either security or freedom. So I wanted to get to freedom from security. So I was so engaged. I still remember when we finished the game, it was 5 p.m. I rushed to the library, and because I wanted to just borrow every single book that was written by Robert Kiyosaki. And thank God there was only 3 books. I quickly borrowed all 3 books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and also his second book, Cashflow Quotient. And there's one other book called The Financial IQ. I think that was the name. So within the next 48 hours, I read all 3 books. I literally didn't sleep between taking care of my girls and reading the book. I was so enlightened. And that was when that I just made a decision to myself, oh my God, there's so much that I don't know. But whatever it is, whatever it takes, I need to learn how to get to from an employee or self-employed to owning. Because according to Robert Kiyosaki, you need to own a business, or you need to have enough investments to generate from business or from investment to generate enough residual passive income so that it covers your expenses to get to freedom. So I made a decision of no matter what it is, I'm gonna make it. So that was the day that I made the decision to go forward and just, you know, not listen to the conventional life, which as good as it is, all my friends, all the people that I know, we're still living. We're, you know, in the same life. So I made the decision on that particular day.
Love it. Love that you can pinpoint that that was the day, August 21st, you know, when I went to that event. And interesting to see that, like, you know, sometimes we're in the midst of a paradigm. I don't know what the right word is, but, you know, a way of living that we can't even see that we're in just a way of thinking, and that there could be another way. And so that by seeing that rat race game or that cash flow game, you were able to look down and say, you know, almost maybe see yourself on the playing board there. It's like, wait a second, I'm in the rat race here. And
that's it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that at all, you know? So it's also one of the reasons why I'm so passionate in hopefully enlightening. That's why I'm speaking all around the world and wrote my book as well, is to really enlighten people that there is a different way. At least they realize that there's a different path so that they can make that decision whether they want to, you know, try that out or not.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention, and I'm not sure if I'll get this exactly right, but I think they say that you're the sum of the 5 people you spend the most time with or whatever, right? And so when you started spending time with those entrepreneurs that you met at that event, then suddenly, you know, you're in a completely different element than what you were in before. So Hell Yes Lifers, always good to think about who you're spending the most time with. And if you want to up your game, start spending time with people who are already there.
Yeah. Is that change your friends or change your friends?
Right. Exactly. So tell us a little bit more. Okay. So now, and I'm going to say this almost a little bit selfishly because I want to know, like, so you start your business, you read 350 books, you start your business, and then you come out the other side 26 months later, financially free. But tell us a little bit about the from point A to point B here. What kind of a business are you running? Like, what are your offerings, and you know what, and how did you go about finding, you know, deciding like this is what I'm going to do?
That's a great question. So I might give you a long answer.
Sure.
Okay. So, you know, along the way, I figured out. I really this is one of the things that I tell, because now there are a lot of people come to me and say, hey, I'm looking into opening or maybe starting my venturing into possibility of looking into a new business. So what are the things that I should look out for? So I actually developed my own way of, I call it the 8 P's of starting a new business. P is the letter P. So there are 8 elements that I look into when you want to start a new business. And obviously, my own business fit into all 8 P's. So let me give you the 8 P's. The first P stands for passion. So I think this is so important because a lot of times people don't realize it is you're going to be spending a lot of time on your business. At the beginning, nothing's going to be, it's going to take time. So as it's going to take time, no matter what it is, even in your job, it's taking you time, right? So no matter what it is, it's better off picking something that you're passionate about. This is very, very important to me. So if you haven't figured that out, my advice for you is ask yourself the question, what do you love to do if time and money is not an issue? If time and money is not an issue, what would you love to just spend time doing? What brings you joy? What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? So if you can answer these questions, you can really spend the time to ask yourself these questions. You can dig down into finding what your passions are. So, I mean, some people may love gardening. So if that's the case, maybe you want to build your business around gardening. For me, I happen to love traveling the world. I love to world school my children. I love to meet friends. I love to help people. So that's kind of where I decided that my niche is going to be around travel, to help people, to fulfill the bucket list and to, you know, to see the world. So you need to figure out what your passion is, because only with passion that gives you the drive to move forward. So that's number one. The second P is purpose. Purpose is a little deeper, but because I believe, of course, every business you want to make money, but I also believe firmly that making money should not be the only reason you start a business. It's very important to make money, but don't get me wrong. It's very, very important to look at why you're doing it. What is the purpose of doing that? So ideally, you can find out your purpose in life, how you can add value to your target audience and make a difference in this world. If you can really do that, that's going to give you the emotional juice to move forward. It's like the gas to give your engine the continuous drive to move forward. So figure out what it is that drives you. What is a deep sense of purpose and fulfillment? And what is that commitment you want to make a difference in this world? What is that driving force for you inside? If you can figure it out, that's really, really good. Now, some people might not figure it out right at the beginning. It might come to you a little later towards your journey. No worries. Just dive into it and then tweak your business along the way if you could. You know, it's always a work in progress. So number three, the third P is, I call it paradise. Paradise. What it really is your ideal lifestyle, paradise. Why is it? Because I always believe you begin with the ends in mind. So you kind of want to figure out, just visualize, if there's no limit in this world, what is it that you really want to live? What is your ideal lifestyle like? For me, when I was asking myself that question back in, you know, when I started my business, I was really visualizing a place that I could work anywhere. It could be by the beach. It could be in the coffee shop. It could be, you know, just any countries in the world with my little girls around me, just happily playing. I could be my laptop. I could be on my phone. That I visualized that fulfillment. I visualized that freedom. So I knew that I need to have a business that could lead me to that. You know, the last thing you want is you have a business that you love so much, but it's tied down. If you want freedom, you want to, like me, travel around the world. The last thing is what you want is to have a retail store. Maybe perhaps that's not what you where you want to go, because that might tie you down. So everybody's different, but you need to ask yourself that question. So that was number three, paradise. What is your ideal lifestyle? Number four is part-time. Norman, you mentioned earlier that you started part-time. Yes, I also believe that it's great to start part-time. But even if you start part-time, do have a full-time mentality. So I know that a lot of people are transitioning. They may be working the full-time job and then start something on the, you know, side part-time. I think that's a great idea, because you don't want to give up your income completely from your career, because that's going to stress you out financially and give you a lot of pressure in your financial situation. But even if you start part-time, do have a full-time mentality. So, that's important. But for some people, I also want to give the other scenario. For some people, if they are working full time, they always give themselves the excuse that they don't have the time to work the business. So for some reason, for those people, it might be a good idea to quit the job and just dive into it, because there's no other way but to make it. So you have to make that decision what type of people you are. But in most cases, I would advise people to start part-time, try it out, you know, tweak things along the way, but do have a full-time mentality. So that was number four, part-time, as the P, part-time. Number five is partners and mentors. Like I said over and over again earlier, I said, find someone who has the results and the lifestyle that you want. And you can model yourself after that person. Because if you model the right person, learn from them, do exactly the same thing, chances are you get similar results and lifestyle. So make sure that you pick the right person. Just like I said, if you want to learn how to, you know, fly an airplane, you're going to learn from somebody who has, you know, fly a successful pilot. And it's sometimes interesting to me that people would start a business, but they ask for advice from people who has never started a business. People invest and they is still asking their broke friends for advice. So just be really careful of who you're listening advice from, because ultimately that's going to shape where you're going. The five friends that you mentioned earlier, yeah, absolutely true. The five people that you spend the most time with, you're the average of them. So be careful who you spend time with. The partners and mentors are really important. Number six, the 6P is potential. You also want to, because you're going to be spending time in it no matter what. So my advice is to look into the market potential. Is it, how big is the market? Where is it? How much money potentially you could be making? And whether you have a global reach, whether you're able to leverage on technology to expand internationally outside of your local market. These are some of the considerations that you want to look at, because I truly believe internet, having social media really starting to change the way people do business these days. You can reach your global customers from just a video, like how we're talking today is through online, through, Skype or video chat. Even you can reach your next customer through Facebook message, LinkedIn message, Skype call, a friend's referral. There's so many ways to do business. It's not limited in one location anymore. So do look into the potential of the market. So number seven is profits. Now, when I started my business, I didn't have a lot of money. I was a stay-at-home mom at that time, and I lost a lot of money prior to the economic crisis. So for me, one of the key decisions that I make was I wanted to be able to invest not too much money, but I have the potential to making the money back, you know, getting my 100% ROI, and also get into profit as soon as possible. So you do want to consider the risk. How much upfront capital are you putting into, and how much potential profit are you looking into? So that's a consideration for me as in number seven, profit. And then the number eight P is what I call the passive income. I mentioned earlier, passive residual income is the key to really having a freedom, like a life of freedom. So for me, it was important. I wanted to start up with a business that I know there's a way I can autopilot it. Whether it means through having a system that works or having a team of people that work for me. So leverage on technology, leverage on a team, leverage on a system. That is a way you can automize and make your business go autopilot as much as possible. And there are many ways nowadays. So look into and build into it. Keep that in mind as you move your business forward and find a way to establish a system, a team, or technology to help you create that residual passive income. So that was my 8P. So obviously for me, that was the consideration, and my business definitely fulfilled all of them. I was in the industry that I'm very, very passionate about. I was in travel. I still am. So I help people to really create a travel more, create amazing memories, check off the bucket list item within the budget. So that's kind of my passion as well. So I have definitely purpose, because along the way, I also find out what works. So I'm in other business that I do is also help people to really dive into looking into possibility of entrepreneurship and how to establish residual passive income too, so that they also can have freedom. So that's what I do, also speak around the world on that topic. And lifestyle, like I said, I started from day one knowing that my ideal lifestyle is I want to just be mobile. I want to be, on my laptop or, you know, on the beaches of the world. That's how I want it. And with my little girl around me. So that's how I do it. And part-time, definitely start that if you're in a job. I have mentors and partners. I know the potential because I'm travel is a big industry. People are passionate. People love it. And I know that I can have global reach. So potential, I knew that I have. And profits, because it's a lot online business, I didn't start out. I only started off with a couple hundred dollars, everything all in when I started. So I know that, you know, the worst that could happen is lose a couple hundred dollars, but the potential is huge. So today my business is multi-million dollars online. So it's been really amazing ride. And of course, along the way, I was able to make my business into a system and have people that, that learn from me and also, help me to work on my business. So I'm able to leverage on system technology and a team. So my giving me a very great passive residual income. So I can truly live just where I want, when I want, and be who I want. So that's my advice. And I hope that helps you and your audience as well.
Oh, that was awesome, Millie. That's almost like a mini course that you've just given us. I hope, Hell Yes Lifers, you were taking notes there. Hopefully you weren't driving to work. You had to pull over and, write down the 8 P's there. That was really great. So I wanted to, pivot a little bit to where you are now. So you have this really successful business and now you've started to do, some public speaking around the world. Now, public speaking is one of my big Hell Yeses. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So, and just for our listeners' sake, you normally live in Hong Kong, but you are right now, you're in Dallas, Texas for what is it? Is it like an entrepreneurs conference?
Yes. Yes. I'm actually speaking tomorrow morning. I just found out that I'm scheduled to speak first tomorrow morning, the first thing. So, I'll be speaking as a entrepreneur conference, tomorrow, and I'll be speaking about social media marketing, tomorrow to 20,000 people in Dallas. We're going to be at the AT&T Stadium. So it's the first time ever I speak in a stadium. So it's kind of frightening, but hopefully exciting at the same time.
Yeah. How does that feel? 20,000 people. Do you feel excited? Are you scared?
Or I feel really excited. I'm not too nervous yet, but I'm sure I will be tomorrow morning or tonight. I'm really excited. I'm just excited to share what I've learned from my journey, to the audience. I really want to help people to achieve success. So my heart is just to be out there and just give as much value and teach as much as I can. So that takes away my own nervousness, I guess. But really, really excited. That's not the first time I speak in big crowds, but this is actually the biggest crowd. The last, biggest crowds I spoke was 12,000 people in Singapore last year in March. And I spoke to 8,000 people in Hong Kong earlier this year in January. I didn't start off that way. I started off speaking to, 50 people, and then it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. So yeah, get the message out, help more people.
What would you recommend for someone like myself who, I've had some speaking experience on a more, more local level, but, to really get your message out there, did you create your own, workshops or do you, kind of connect with speaker bureaus or how did you get yourself out there?
Yeah, I think those also work. You could create your own workshop. You could be with speaking bureau. You could also be networking. I think a lot of opportunities really is come from people that know you and trust you, know you who you are. So I think in business in general, networking, being in the right groups can lead to a lot of things. And for me, it was just one thing lead to another. It was just getting along the way as I build my business, I meet more people and opportunities come along the way. So just be open-minded. And if you are really somebody who's want to look into speaking, definitely engage yourself into speaking groups, networking. I also got a lot of, because I also recently published a book, I also got speaking opportunities, networks from my publisher. So you don't know where the opportunity is going to come from, but there, just go network and talk to people.
Just get out there and talk.
Yes, get out there. Yep,
and just say, hey, this is what I want to do. And keep meeting
people. Reach out. Yes, exactly.
I wanted to ask a little bit about your family. So you, now you're, financially free. You're traveling all over. You said you've been at 50 vacations in the past five years. I mean, gosh, anyway, I'm feeling a little envious, but hey, I know I'm going to be there soon enough too.
Yes, you will.
So how do you do it? So, I have a 6-year-old daughter. And I think, what about school and everything else? All this stuff that sort of is part of the traditional structure of life. So how do you do that with your two children and with your husband for that matter?
Yeah, cool. So, should I say this? No, cause I have really young children. When I started, my older girl was 1 year old. And now I have two girls. I gave birth to the second one in between. So they're 4 and 6. They're still quite young. In fact, my older one just got into primary school this last year. So when they were, my younger one's doing kindergarten. So to me, I guess it's just a different way because I grew up in a very traditional way. School was so important in our culture. But I came to realize that, you know, kids can learn many things. They don't have to necessarily just learn from school. So as I realized that, I figured out that, you know, the whole world is a big school. And for me to bring them around to travel is actually not taking them away from learning. It's actually adding to the learning environment. For my kids, they've grown up now. The way they see the world is so different from, you know, I guess, normal traditional kids. Because my kids grew up traveling the world. They've been to so many different countries all around Asia, North America, you name it, and to Australia. And they don't have a perspective. They don't judge people based on their skin color, what language they speak. You'd be fascinated watching kids. Two kids could speak completely different languages and they could start to communicate after a little while. But just by body language, they'd be like laughing and just having a great time. So kids are so open to this thing. So sometimes it's us parents, you know, restricting our kids. So for me, when I had that, you know, realization, I thought, since they were still young, they were in kindergarten at the time, and going to daycare, I really want them to not worry about the school schedule so much. So we just took them out to vacation as we want to at that point. Sometimes the school was not so strict. And in fact, the teacher sometimes come to me and say, hey, it's been 3 weeks since your last vacation. When are you leaving again? I'm saying, well, we're actually leaving this weekend. So we came to a point that the teacher also came to accept it because we were so open about it. We want to work with school children. We want them to be open to the different perspective around the world. So my children, literally, I think they take airplanes more than they take the train. So, and just, it's just different perspective. I think this is one of the best things that we could give to our children. Because their world is not limited to the same routine. They're not limited to the same one place. They have friends that speak so many different languages. They literally just not boxing like most other kids in the world. So I think in that way, it was good, even though we took them out from school a lot when they were so young. But now that my older child is in primary one, she's more on a more straighter schedule. So we try to maximize our time when she's in her summer vacation, her spring break, and her Christmas holiday. That's when we took them around the world.
That sounds awesome. I'm sure that the experiences that they had, you know, during that time were well worth any school that they missed. That would be just my opinion anyway.
Yes.
That's great. That's great. I always like to things that would open my own mind too. It's like, well, wait a second. Maybe we could X, Y, Z. So
yeah.
So let me ask you a couple of things as we wind down. I always like to ask, now you've already got it's like you're living your vision already. And it's hard to imagine, like, where do you go from here? But do you have, this is what I like to, call it to our guests, a cringeworthy vision. So a vision that's so big that it makes you cringe, just to think about sharing it. Now you've already living a pretty big hell yes life there, but is there anything bigger that you have in mind?
Yes. One of my passion and mission is to help more people. So I'm going to do it in two ways. One is, I have more projects, I call that I want to do that I think is going to help more people to live that hell yes life. So there are projects that created the things I'm going to be working on that I do think is going to add a lot of value to people around the world that share my knowledge and how I can help them to shorten their learning path to lead to a amazing lifestyle. So I'm going to be working on things that that's going to help people with that. So courses, I'm going to be speaking more on those with seminars and stuff around the world. That's one thing. But also the other thing, I'm very big into giving back as well. So like I said earlier, you know, since this last 2 years, I was able to donate to schools in Guatemala. And it's one of also my missions that I want to tie the money that I earn into nonprofit organizations. So like the book that I launched last year in July, each book that I sell, 50% of the profit goes into a nonprofit organization that I help children. Mm-hmm. So as I'm able to create products that add value to people's life, help people to fulfill their lives, I also want to be able to have, through those products, through those, values, I want to have the resources to build more schools, help more children. That's really, really cool to my values. So if you look into my website, milliliang.com, that's also one tab that you can see that my giving back projects. So that's some of the things that it's really core to my heart. So that's what I really want to work on. That drives me forward.
Love it. And you know, it's like, you don't have to make a choice between helping yourself and helping others. You can do both, right? You can have that freedom lifestyle. And then, you know, once you're in the place to be able to start giving back, you know, it's just sharing the wealth there, right?
Yes.
So let me ask you this. So can you get, and you've already given us a ton of great advice, ton of value, but can you give us any one last tip, quote, or resource that has helped you along the way that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I always say, this is my one quote. I said, dream big, start small, act now.
Love it. Love it.
Yes.
Is that your quote or is that from somebody or?
It's from somebody, but I've been like, every time I ask, I say, well, this is what I believe in. You need to dream big, because I know, like, at least for me, before I started having the enlightening moment, I literally, if you ask me, I wouldn't know what my dreams were. I kind of just working like a robot. I start to lose my dreams. And I do believe a lot of people are like that, unfortunately. And I really believe that having a dream, having a vision, having a passion is so important. That gives meaning to life. So dream big is important. But as much as big as your dream is, you need to start small. Take that baby step from zero to where your dreams are. It's literally just taking a small step. And taking a small step and taking a small step and taking a small step. Mm-hmm. So as big as that dream is, keep moving forward and take the next big step. Take the next step, small steps, small steps. And of course, act now. There's no time like present. Mm-hmm. Present is all we have. So take that step right now and go forward. And don't wait for the perfect moment, because some people say, oh, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have, all the scenarios. But guess what? Sometimes you just have to jump and grow your wings on the way down. Just dive into it and learn, and you learn it on the way as you progress. So just dive into it, just go for it, and your path will become clear to you as you move forward.
You heard it, Hell Yes Lifers. Get out there, act now. Take a small step towards your big dreams. Love it, love it. So Millie, can you tell us where on the internet we can find you?
Yes, the best way to find me is on my website, www.milliliang.com. It's MILLIELEUNG.com. And also my Facebook. I'm very active on my Facebook page. I post very useful tools and inspiration every single day on my Facebook page. So that's facebook.com/fly.with.millie. So fly.with.millie.
Awesome. And Millie, I think you mentioned you have a book. You want to mention that as well?
Yeah, sure. So the name of my book is Mind and Money Makeover: How to Transform Your Life in 3 Years or Less and Live Your Dreams. So I literally share my stories here. It's a lot of the lessons that I've learned. And also I put it into a 5-step system that can, I believe, help you to transform your life and take you to the dreams as well. So I'm really passionate about this book, really pour my heart into it. I took a long time to write it, but I do believe it's going to add a lot of value. So it's on Amazon.com. In fact, it became a international bestseller on Amazon.com last year since I launched in July. So you can find it on Amazon.com, or you can also find it on my website.
Awesome. And we will include links to all of those things that you mentioned in the show notes. So Hell Yes Lifers, head to the episode page to check all that stuff out. Well, Millie, thanks so much for joining us. Again, it was like a mini course you gave us here. I think it was a lot of value. To close out our time together, I'd like to say Hell Yes together on the count of three. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Hell yes. All right. Thanks so much for joining us, Millie.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Hell Yes Life podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite RSS feed. If you like the show, please leave a rating and review. And if you want to stay connected, visit hellyeslife.com and sign up for the e-newsletter and private Facebook group. Again, I'm Norman Bell. Thanks for joining me. Now let's get out there and live a Hell Yes Life.